year has been team, and you know, they believed in each other. They just believed in each other. You know, that we had some things go against us because they made some plays. We had a turnover, which is uncharacteristic, but you know, we hung in there. And I was really proud of the way our guys did it.
You were here as an assistant in the late 80s. Now you're here as a state champion. The rushing attack definitely got it done for your guys today.
Well, yeah, that was a long time ago. Played a lot of football and had a lot of good kids. And I can tell you this, we've had some kids at Columbus East have been knocking at the door. And, you know, we talk about program and we talk about trying to be an elite program. And those guys raised the bar for us. And these guys just finished it. So I'm really proud of it.
What will be your message to these seniors here as they walk off the state championship?
Well, I'm going to miss them, actually, because they've been a great group for us. And they were a group that was just magic, I thought, when they came in. But, you know, the biggest thing is that they're a team. You know, we played a bunch of guys. And you know, they got it done when they had to.
Coach Gaddis, congratulations on the first state championship for Columbus East.
Thank you.
Second. Back up to your mark.
Second.
Stay right here, Coach. Let these guys talk.
Hey, Coach Gaddis, the fight of your team, to see that lead evaporate, how proud of you of the way that they continue to finish this game?
Well, you know, they just had a lot of character. You know, it's been a group that was determined from last season's offseason. You know, they've put in a lot of time, a lot of work, and they weren't going to be denied. We told them at halftime that we had, you know, that there were going to be times this game was going to look pretty good, times where it looked pretty bad. And I thought they reacted very well with a lot of heart, a lot of character.
What about Markel Jones coming back after that fumble and then being the winner of the 2000 drive?
Well, you know, Markel's a player, you know, and great players can forget that. You know, and, you know, we always tell our kids, forget the last play, make the next play. And he did a great job, Seth.
Well, Bob Gaddis, congratulations on the victory, and I guess you're going to remember the numbers 2, 5, and 3, because that's the victory, and it's the state championship.
Well, you know, it's great for our kids, because this group was very determined all off season. You know, they had a great season. A lot of guys questioned whether they could play 4 quarters against a good football team, and they did. And what a performance by a lot of kids.
Okay, talk about your offense. You go up 21-0. How did you do it?
Well, you know, we got great field position, and then I think they had trouble adjusting to what we did up front. But we knew that they were a great offensive team. I didn't feel comfortable ever, obviously. But probably the biggest drive of the game for that offense was the last drive of the game.
Talk about a little bit about what Bishop Dwanger did. You're up 21-0. All of a sudden, they scored 27 straight points. What did their offense do, and what did their defense do to get them that lead?
Well, obviously, they're a team that never says quit, and they gave us, you know, they really stopped us, I believe, one time in there that we had to punt the football, and the other time we turned it over. So that's what I try to tell our offense. You know, we can move the football, and you know, they're not taking nothing away from them, but we felt like if we could get it back, we could move it. Offensively, that's another story. You know, they're a great football team, and they worried me coming into it, and they were everything that I thought they might be.
Talk about that winning drive.
Well, the winning drive was just character. You know, Alex Cowan checked to a couple of plays when he saw it, you know, and had a couple of passes called. Alex said, hey, no, we're going to run it. Our kids know we want to run inside zone. And he checked the inside zone because that's our bread and butter. And our offensive line just took the game over.
What's going through your mind there when Tyler Campbell comes up with this strip?
Well, you know, that we thought we had him back here. You know, we got him on the front, the ball's on the ground. Their kid picks it up and runs with it. And I didn't really see what happened in there, but, you know, it's just a big play. You know, just a big play for us, and we got the football back.
Just your thoughts about coming up with the victory, what this means for you personally, your team, the school community, and your program.
Well, personally, you know, obviously it's just it's a result of a lot of kids' hard work. You know, they bought into our program. I'm very happy for them, very happy for Columbus East. Our whole community got behind us. It was unbelievable this morning. So, you know, just a great win. Obviously, there's a sea of orange up there that's very proud of these kids, and I'm glad that we could perform for them.
Bob, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm ready for
it. I want to see my wife.